Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Now, you know, you go back to the beginning, and more than once in Genesis, God talks about how he created man in his own image, gave him the authority over his creation. I mean, what a plan he has for us. Ben talked last week about the fact that we're heirs of God. God has an inheritance, and it's a creation that's coming that will be perfect, and we'll be ready for it. Those who are there will be ready for it. Okay? But in the beginning, he created man, but he says in his image, he created them male and female. So it's not like the men are in God's image and the women just, you know, who cares? Everybody, every human being is created in God's image. And God took, when he created Adam, you remember how in one account he sums it up and how he created him in his image. In another account, you get the place where Adam was alone, didn't have anybody. So what did the Lord do? Put him to sleep and took a part of his side and made woman and then brought her to him. And God established the order of things in the beginning. But what was the Lord saying about that? It's almost as though all of that image was in Adam and then God kind of split it up. So that we're not complete in ourselves. There's not a single person here who's complete in themselves. I may have certain aspects of it that were given to me and built in, and as much as I mess them up, they're still there. But you ladies are just as much in the image of God, just as much worthy of respect. God has just given, we're equal in God's eyes. We just are created with a different purpose. Both just as important in the grand scheme of things. Boy, wouldn't it be good if we all understood these simple things and put them into practice? The image of God and how that's meant to be reflected in our lives. How about homes? I don't know how long I'm going to be up here, but I'll go ahead and share the thoughts that I've had. What do you think God wants to see in the home? You know, we have our own ideas. All right, man's the head of the home. What does that mean? I'm the boss. Everybody's got to do what I say. Is that the spirit of it? Is that how our Heavenly Father does with us? Does he just give us a bunch of rules to follow and I'm in charge, this is about me? No. The nature of God. How many times have we said this? The nature of God is love. And divine love is not focused on the person who does the loving. It's focused on the object of that love. And so when God brings a people together in the first place, God's order is one man, one woman for life. That's his order. Now, we've seen it messed up in so many ways, and we just need to reach up to God and look to him for the grace to get through. But that's his order. And what God is looking for is a relationship, again, not just a bunch of rules, this is how you do it, but rather a relationship where the heart of the husband is willing to take the gifts of God, which involve leadership, which involves providing, which involves overseeing and looking after the interests of others, and use those gifts to create an atmosphere in which he and his wife and his family to come can flourish and be all that God intended them to be and feel free and loved. I mean, you can make all the rules you want to, but if you don't have that personal, I am here with God's help to provide an atmosphere and a home where everyone under my watch care can flourish. Isn't that kind of like him? Yeah, so he wants his nature to be built in and reflected in our relationships. But you know, human nature being selfish and men being stronger than the ladies, spite of some people's ideas out there, men tend to use their position selfishly, don't they? God help us. And what they're really saying is, you know, I'm the one that matters here. Everybody else exists for my happiness, and if you don't make me happy, I'm going to be very unhappy, and I'm going to make you unhappy. And God is looking for that same kind of self-sacrificial love and care. But what's the foundation of that? If a husband behaves in a way that God did not design us to behave, and it's all about me, and you better meet my needs or else, does that husband respect the wife as one who has been created in God's image? Yeah, the correct answer is no, he doesn't. Wouldn't it be nice if every husband recognized that wife of mine, she's got gifts of God that were given to her. And they bless me, they bless everybody. But she is just as much to be respected and loved as I or anybody else. And my place is to provide an atmosphere, a place where she can flourish and be all that God made her to be. But I want to do it with love and respect for who and what she is. You think that would change a few homes? If people understood, yes, I'm created in the image of God, but what does that mean? We're not much like him, are we? We need to learn how to be like him and to love those. You know, you've heard the expression in one way or another that a man's place is to provide a house, but it's the woman that makes it a home. And there's a lot of truth in that. Women are so gifted with empathy, with a nurturing spirit, with an organizing spirit most of the time. And, you know, we need their gifts. They need ours. And I'll tell you, you take a wife that respects her husband. Now, here's the thing. We're far from perfect. We all have things wrong with us. But remember what James said. He's obviously talking about a situation in which the person that is being cursed has done something wrong. And he's saying it shouldn't be like that. God didn't give us these tongues to lash out and speak out of a heart that has anger. The anger shouldn't be there in the first place. If we can see past all that's wrong and see people for whom God, as like God sees them. Yeah, God sees my need. That's why he sent Jesus. Praise God. He didn't write me off because I got things wrong with me. He did something about it. If he wants me to have that kind, to be like him, shouldn't I have that attitude toward the people in my life? I'll tell you, we have a lot of power to help one another if we'll just get in the role. First of all, have this vertical relationship going like it should be. Growing. Yeah, we're not there. We can't, there's no push button solution to this. But learning to know him, that I may know him and be more and more like him. You know, Paul talked about the ministry of the word and how when it's coming forth and it's him speaking and there's life in it, we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, what? Are changed into the same image. Is that 2 Corinthians 4, I think? There's a change that God, when we have a receptive heart and God is actually speaking, it begins to change us. And we're changed into what? The very image of God. God has given us everything we need. We talked about that recently, to become all that he means us to be. But I want to understand that in a deeper way, and I wanted to change my attitude toward people. And to realize I have no excuse to use whatever natural attributes that I may have to get down on somebody else and be angry at them and have a bad attitude and all the things that we are so prone to. And even when they mess up, I don't need to be condemning and angry. I don't need to be, you know, focused on their fault. I need to reach out in love and in mercy and ask God for, and certainly not to hold things in my heart and refuse to forgive. You know, I saw one of the faith-based movies on TV. You've probably seen it or heard this expression anyway. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that the prisoner was you. Simple, profound thought. Is God willing to forgive? Thank God. Does he hold our sins over our heads and say, and make conditions, I'll love you if you, you know, the way we do? No, I thank God that he forgives. We don't, and this expression is, has been said so many times, we don't need to go fishing in the sea of forgetfulness. God has put away our sins and doesn't hold them against us anymore. See, he understands. He sees us as created in his image. And he's reaching out into a broken, messed up world where that image has been corrupted in its practice. And he's gathering a family and restoring that image. He's got to clean us out from the sin, but the purpose of that is just to implant his life and build his nature in us and get us ready to fulfill that original purpose that he has. But in it all, he sees you and he sees me as created in his image, loved, cared for. Praise God. I guess I'm saying the same things over, but that's all right. This needs to become real. Anybody need this? Yeah. Oh, how we get caught up in our own interests, our own thoughts, our own ideas about people. God help us. But husbands, do you respect your wife? I don't care if she's how imperfect you think she is. Do you respect her and love her and recognize she's just as important in the grand scheme of things as I could ever be? And just as God sent his son, who is the perfect image of God, he's the absolute perfect image of God, sent him not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God, give me that kind of a heart towards, yes, towards people, starting right in the home. If it doesn't exist in the home, where is it going to be? You can't say, well, my wife is a mess. I'm upset with her all the time. Forget it. I'm just going to go out here and be a Christian. Excuse me. That doesn't work that way, does it? God wants his nature to be planted in the heart and to learn how to be expressed in the closest relationships that we have. If we cannot love one another and accept one another at that level, what good is the pretense of doing it everywhere else? God help us.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.